Hello.
Hi, good evening. This is Joseph from calling with National Opinion Survey. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we're actually conducting an opinion survey, just calling to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community as well as the nation. Can you help us with this real quick?
I guess so.
Okay, wonderful. I'll make sure I make this fast as possible for you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other office? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, probably will not vote?
I definitely will.
Okay, wonderful. And may I please ask, what is your age?
69.
Okay, thank you. And just to make sure we're representing everybody, now please ask me for your race. White, African American, Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed race?
White.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means not at all motivated to vote next year and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. And regardless how you previously voted, do you describe yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
A Republican right now.
Okay. Not so strong or strong?
Strong.
Okay. And thinking about the direction in the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And which of the following issues are most important to you for next year's congressional elections? Inflation and the economy, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, immigration and border security, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, gun regulation reform, protecting our democracy and freedom, crime and violence, improving K-12 public school education, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling that holds bad cops accountable, healthcare costs, climate change, and accessible environmental issues. You can name two. It's a lot, I know.
Well, I'm not. Yeah. One of them you named, I want the opposite. I am extremely pro-life, and I think that should be protected, family values, biblical values, religious freedom. So however you could classify that.
Okay, so that will be protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights? No.
Yeah, no.
I think that would be opposite of what
opposite.
I...
Opposite. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess that would probably fall under protecting our democracy and freedoms.
Perhaps.
That's the closest one I can actually probably find to something like that. And if you can give me another one, what would the other one be?
Now, was there anything on there about protecting our religious freedoms or our freedom of speech or anything like that?
No. It says standing up for fighting racial discrimination, reform to stop racial profiling, health care, climate change, environmental issues, gun regulation, immigration, protecting abortion, inflation and the economy. No, I don't see anything on here as far as religion.
Okay, now, what's the one about immigration? Just immigration in general?
Yeah, immigration and border security.
Okay, that's important to me.
Okay, wonderful. And do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat, would you say?
Strongly.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Staying the same.
Okay. And thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying the same, about the same, or getting worse?
I guess I'd say staying the same.
Okay.
I'd like to say getting better, but I don't think so.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not so often, or not at all?
Against me personally, or that I see it?
Yeah, you personally. No, you personally.
Oh. What was the choices now? Often
not,
or?
Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. And what would you say, we have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
What do you mean, we? Who is we?
Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Than other people?
Mm-hmm.
I think we all have the same rights.
The same rights? Okay. I would like to rate your feelings towards some people or organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, one on which 100 means very warm, favorable towards them, 0 means very cold, unfavorable, and 50 means you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, just please say so. The first one would be the Leadership Conference of Human and Civil Rights.
Okay, now what was your original question on that?
If you could rate them how you feel towards them from 0 to 100.
On these different organizations that you're going to say?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
People and organizations.
Okay. And the first one is?
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
And I'm sorry, but one is what and 50 is what, or 100 is what?
So 0 means you feel very cold, unfavorable towards them. 50 means you're not particularly warm or cold. And 100 means you're very warm, favorable towards them.
Okay. I'm ready to go now. The first organization.
Yeah, the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
Fifty.
Okay. The NAACP.
And now you said 100 is very warm toward them?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And my choices is just those three, 0, 50, or 100?
No, you can use any number between 0 to 100.
Oh, any number. Okay.
Yeah.
20.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Joe Biden.
10.
Okay. Taylor Swift.
10. I know the name, but I can't think right now who it even is, so I don't know.
All right, no worries. How about Ron DeSantis?
I don't know that name.
Okay. How about the Democratic Party?
10.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
10.
Okay. Donald Trump.
50.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, who would you vote for? Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
And who was that first one?
Cornel West.
I don't even know him.
He's independent.
Oh, okay. Donald Trump.
Okay. And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not at all worried?
About white supremacy, did you say?
Yes. The rise of white supremacy in America today.
Not worried.
Okay. At all or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. All right. And I'd like to write you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement.
Okay.
Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now.
I agree.
Okay. Would you say, somewhat agree or somewhat or strongly?
You said it's a threat to jobs?
Yeah. No, it's, do you agree? Yeah, it's a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. Yes.
I agree.
Okay. Would you somewhat agree with the statement, though, or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. How about reverse discrimination against white people and is a big problem in today's society?
And my choice is either agree or disagree?
Yes. If you agree, would you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Okay. And repeat the question, please, or the statement.
Yeah. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Agree.
Strongly
somewhat agree. Somewhat.
How about America's diversity makes it stronger?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. The government should do more to lessen income equality in society.
They should do more to lessen?
They should do more to lessen income equality in society.
That could be complicated. I guess I somewhat agree.
Okay. Abortion access should be legally protected right in this country.
I strongly disagree.
Okay. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans.
I agree. I'm supposed to say I strongly agree or somewhat agree.
Yeah, somewhat or strongly.
Strongly agree.
Okay. And I'm going to read two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me what you agree with them, which one you agree with more. Statement A says, some people say America's strength is rooted in traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Statement B. Other people say America's strength is diversity, that we are a nation defined by different people who come together and put the truth into the idol that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunities to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which of these two statements do you agree with more?
I'm not sure, because that first one was so long, and I couldn't understand all the words that you were saying.
So basically saying some people, they believe that diversity, when it comes down to basically the first one says that diversity should not be taken into consideration. And statement B says they should take it into consideration.
Okay, I go with the second one, with B.
B. Would you say somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. And I'm going to read a list of things some people say are important to our democracy to survive. Please use a scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning you think it's extremely important. 5, you think it's somewhat important. 0, not important. If you think it's not important at all, you can use any number between 0 to 10. Affordable health care.
8.
A fair and equitable court system.
10.
Traditional family values.
10.
Free and fair elections.
10.
Religious freedom.
10.
A strong military.
10.
Secure borders.
10.
Quality K-12 education.
10.
Okay. And now I'm going to read 2 statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each scale from 0 to 10, where 10, that you strongly agree with the statement, 5, you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0, you don't agree at all with the statement. You can use any number between 0 to 10. First statement says, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, it's a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, we'll have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents.
10.
Okay. Every child in America should have what prepares them to a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income minority students. We must remove barriers so that all our students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that left behind.
10.
Okay. And sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting next year's presidential elections in November scale 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use anywhere between 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Switching gears, last questions are statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling you completed? Was it first to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college vocational, college graduate, bachelor's, postgraduate?
College graduate.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. Do you have any children of 18 age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your approaching political issues, do you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very conservative.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious service? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Twice a week or more.
Okay. How would you describe the area you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban, suburban, or rural?
Yeah.
Jim, are we urban or suburban?
We're out in the country.
So you call it rural?
We're rural.
Okay. My husband says we're rural. We're just outside a small town city limit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we're rural then, yeah.
Okay.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much this evening for helping me. Greatly appreciate that. Have a wonderful week. Have a happy Monday, honestly. Wish you the best.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Goodbye.